Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
You need to be more aware of the words coming out of your mouths. Your words are seed, according to God in Luke 8:11, and they will bring a harvest.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Your Heart Believes What Your Mouth Says.
Speak the Word.
God Himself is our banner. He is our victory. He is the one who wins the battles, brothers and sisters. We cannot do anything on our own. If Jesus didn't do anything on His own, then we can't do anything on our own either. And He's still fighting our battles. He's still giving us the victory over our enemies. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, But thanks be to God, who is Christ, who in Christ always, I capitalize that, always leads us into triumph as trophies of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always, always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ. Hallelujah. Well, some of you in here tonight may not feel like that. It's not true. But you can't base things on your feelings or your circumstances. I've talked about this before. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah that you can't trust your heart. He says it's the most deceitful above all things. He says it will lie to you. In other words, you can't trust your flesh. You can't trust your feelings. They will lie to you. He will do anything He can to stop you. I know that He's got more tricks up His sleeve than we do, because He's had more practice. But we have the Holy Spirit on our side, living, the Spirit of Jesus living on the inside of us. He has the power, but He doesn't have the authority. You hear me? We have both power and authority, but He does not have authority. He only has power. But we can outdo that. Believe it or not, we can. That situation of yours is just waiting to hear the word of the Lord. He's just waiting to hear the word of the Lord. I don't know what you've been told that you can't do, or what you've been told that your body can't do, but it's a lie. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about Jehovah God Almighty, the God of impossibilities. Hallelujah. I don't know how many situations you're facing in here tonight that seems hopeless or is looking dead to you, but only you know what you're battling with, and you also know that in the heat of a battle, it's hard to see the victory at the end. You know, the victory's there, but sometimes it's just hard for us to see it. Praise the Lord. But if you will begin to put God in remembrance of His word, in Isaiah 43:26 in the New King James, it says, God says, put Him in remembrance and let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. He's saying, come on and let's plead this thing together. He said, let us see what you know about what I said. State your cause so that you might be proved right. What can you confess? It's not your words, brothers and sisters, that make the dead things come to life. It's the word of God that makes the dead things come to life. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're filled with His Holy Spirit. And you have raising from the dead power living on the inside of you. Praise God. You can't have a bigger gift than that. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And I remind myself of that quite often. I say, Joe, you shouldn't have to put up with this. You have the Spirit of God living in you. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living on the inside of you. You know, and the Holy Spirit's there. And Father God is there. The whole Trinity. You know, and it says in Romans 8:11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Praise God. Think about that. I believe, based on God's word, that if you will begin to give voice to his word, God says that Jesus is your high priest over your confession, is what I'm saying. And so what he's saying here is he creates what you say. He's the high priest over your confession. He's over it. And so he can't create something if you don't come into agreement with him. He can't create that. But the enemy is also standing by, and he's going to create too. But it's always two sides, God's side and the enemy's side. Like I said before, I believe based on God's word that if you'll begin to give voice to his word and raise your hands in prayer the way Moses did and don't give up, and if you do get tired, get others to help you. That's okay. We all need help from time to time. And this is a good place to practice the prayer of agreement. Remember what I said before. One will put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Also, the word tells us in Ecclesiastes 4:9 that two are better than one. Don't forget that. Don't try to do things on your own. You need to know that God is faithful to his word. You have to begin speaking to your mountain or your sycamore tree, whichever it might be. You know, Jesus makes references to both. In Mark 11:23 in the King James, he says mountain, but in Luke 17:6, he says sycamore tree. So whatever it is, as I said before, I know that you have probably read or heard these scriptures that I've been talking about 100 times or more tonight. But I'm praying tonight, too, that the Holy Spirit will give you a deeper revelation. And in closing, it says in Mark 11:23, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea. And he says, and it will happen. But you must, really, I just made this in huge letters, but you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you received it, it will be, again, I say to you, brothers and sisters, tonight, your mountain needs to hear your voice. It needs to hear your voice. And you need to believe in your heart and not doubt. You know, we all have faith. God tells us we only need faith the size of a mustard seed, he tells us. And we all have faith. But we also need to know that sometimes we can be in unbelief and have faith at the same time. Unbelief can cancel out your faith. So you have to be careful. And also fear will cancel out your faith. Fear is like a magnet, you know. It's kind of like Job said, you know. He said what he feared the most came toward him. In some translations, it says what he worried about, what he fretted about came on him. So it was what he suffered for less than a year. You know, and people was talking about poor old Job. I'm like, poor old Job. Well, poor old Job was a billionaire before he had all of his problems. And then in less than a year, he got it all back, more than what he had to begin with. So it wouldn't be bad to be Job. I could put up with something for 8 months or 9. You know, and all joking aside, you know, fear, it's like anything else, it acts like a magnet. And so when the enemy can get you into fear over something, it's like a magnet. It draws whatever that thing is that you're fearing, it draws it to you. Same as if you're talking poverty. It's a magnet, draws it to you. If you're speaking sickness, it draws it to you. So you want to speak the exact opposite and do your best not to get into fear. Just refuse to fear. And that's not easy. Nothing's easy, but it's all worthwhile, you know. Brother and sister, it's my honor, my privilege to preach God's word wherever and whenever I can, because that's what I've been called to do. And so I give it my best shot. And that's all God is asking out of me. And he's just asking that you do your best, you know, give it all you got, you know, and don't stay rooted in one place, but keep on moving forward, taking that step of faith. Once you take that first step of faith, then other things will fall into place. But don't be afraid to step out in that step of faith, regardless of what God's called you to do or what he's asking you to do now. Most of the time, like I've said before, thousands of times, most of the things he's told me to do, I thought was impossible. But I did it anyway, you know. And whether you're afraid or not afraid, you just do it anyway.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank You, Father, for giving me the strength to persevere. I thank You, Lord, that all we need to do is just step out in a step of faith and stand on Your Word. You said, Father God, when we've done all we can do is just stand. So some of us in here tonight have done all they can do, Lord, and now they're standing. So, Father, I ask that You give them the strength and the courage to continue to persevere. I pray, Father God, that You will give them the strength and the grace to keep moving forward, Lord, and know that You're right beside of them, that You'll never leave them nor forsake them, Lord. So I ask that You give them the courage and the grace that they need to do that. And, Father, I pray for all of those that are going through battles tonight, that You will impress upon them to keep their hands lifted high in the air, keep their eyes on You, Lord, just keep giving You the praise and keep glorifying Your name and just keep surrendering to You and know that they will come out with the victory, Lord, as long as they keep their hands and their eyes focused on You and not on the situation, Lord. Help them to realize, Father, that what's going on in their life in the natural is just a temporary thing that the enemy is trying to use to distract them. But the real victory, Father, is in having faith in You, Lord, and just keep taking that step. I pray a special blessing over each and every one of them. For it's in the name of Jesus we give You all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.